I overheard this story, not being nosy, but, you know, sometimes we're all doing different things after the show. And something is happening with Liv, the web girl. Alex, are you concerned for her?
Yeah, because she drove 2 hours last night just so she wouldn't have to sleep in her own house. And then woke up early, like 3 a.m. just to get here on time.
I don't know your story. What's going on?
Well, first, I want to start this by saying I know and am fully aware that I am irrational and a little bit of a nutcase. I'm fully aware, but that doesn't mean that the fear is not real. So my biggest fear and one of the biggest things I'm paranoid about combined and happened yesterday morning. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm living in my apartment. It's my first time living alone. And let's go back 3 weeks. 3 weeks ago, I walk into my kitchen and I see a giant cockroach in my sink.
Ew.
And those sounds are like even too much. I'm like tense talking about this because this is how much of a phobia I have of cockroaches.
Ew.
This developed when I was in high school, when I was a freshman in high school. And ever since then, I can barely even hear the word or think of a picture of it in my mind without like my skin crawling,
yeah,
me like flinching and like having to jump around.
So
and like
you were
me tensing up
on it, yes, when you saw it in your sink. And then
absolutely
what happened yesterday?
So then yesterday morning, I am waking up, going to work, go to put my sneakers on that I was just wearing the night before, and I feel something in my shoe. I think it's a quarter because I keep finding quarters in my shoes. This is like a weird
That's
thing.
Weird.
Well,
I know.
I mean, you work with money, so maybe, you know.
Yeah, like I'm like a waitress. So like I have coins all the time. So like I thought it was just like a quarter. And so I go, I flip it over, and I'm shaking it out, and flies out. Like it's like soaring across the room,
ew,
from me, shaking it out. A giant live cockroach.
Oh my gosh, no.
That is what I felt with on my toes when I put my shoe in.
No.
Screamed. I was so disgusted. I almost didn't even want to put any shoes on after that point.
Yeah.
And I'm too scared of the cockroach. Like everyone's like, oh, it's more scared of you than you're scared of it. No. I was too scared to kill it. I can't even kill him because I can't go that close to it. So then, I mean, I live alone. So I have clothes everywhere.
Ew.
Like, sue me. I'm like a 20-something-year-old girl. Like, I have clothes everywhere.
Yeah, you're just really messy. Okay.
Exactly. And I don't leave any food out, okay? Like, I clean my kitchen.
It's somebody else's apartment. That's what it is. Somebody else has a nasty apartment where you live, and they're breeding them inside there.
Sure.
Guarantee.
Sure. I can see into, like, the windows of other people's apartments, and it, like, grosses me out.
Yeah.
And I see the bug, I don't even want to say the word again, crawl into a pile of my clothes.
Yeah, they like darkness.
Get them out.
And literally, I'm not kidding, yesterday morning, I was crying for about an hour, almost an hour and a half. Like,
oh my gosh.
I was sobbing. On my way to work, I like could barely put shoes on. I almost considered coming to work barefoot because I was so scared to put shoes on. I found like
Liv,
the tiniest shoes that like I can clearly see in. Like I was so scared and I'm terrified. I haven't been back in my apartment since.
See, you can't do that. You've got to tell your landlord that they can do some pest control.
I did, but they said they can't do anything. The exterminator, the pest control, they can't do anything until Monday. And so I'm literally considering not going into my apartment until Monday. I am the phobia is just so real and I don't know how to get a control on it. Like I'm an anxious person.
Instead of you leaving, why don't you have your boyfriend drive up here to stay with you? Why do you have to be the one to go all the way down there when you have to work over the weekend?
Well, I mean, he has to work too.
Oh.
And he's like, and also like, I don't want to go in there. It doesn't matter if someone's with me or not.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go in there.
Down where? Where did you go that you didn't sleep at home?
I drove down yesterday after work around like 2 p.m. when I got off here. I drove down to Louisville, Kentucky.
No you drove way. A couple of hours
that's two
away?
2 hours away.
Why?
Yes. Because that's where I have like friends and like I have my best friends, key to her house so I can always go there. My boyfriend's there to stay with them because I was way too scared to stay at my apartment.
This is the most extreme reaction I've ever heard to a girl seeing a bug in my life.
I know it's crazy. I just literally cannot help it.
So your apartment is pretty much abandoned now.
Yes.
And there's definitely, you know,
oh, inside. Don't play the noise.
And did you left all the lights on?
Every light
yes.
in the house is on.
Absolutely.
like darkness.
Lives life like a country song.
I need a new apartment. I need to somehow get out of this lease. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to just burn the place down.
Yeah, that's
just
bad.
Just start over.
When you see cockroaches, that's...
Ugh.
That's... Even I would be scared if I saw a cockroach.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's gross. I wonder if anyone else has had such an extreme reaction to finding a bug in their place.